Sliding down the gorge of crystal perturbances. While sugar refinement was being invented in Arabia, the crystal landscape was starting to be formed in a hot, steamy cave in Mexico. The Portuguese ship in the middle of the Indian Ocean went through many storms and wild waves while sailing towards the east. Men in all times seemed to attempt to conquer unknowns. People, land, sea, and themselves, which have created many histories as well as tragic stories. I don't fully get the men's romance, and I don't like ships because of my terrible seasickness. I rather end up wondering how many times the Portuguese sailors puked into the sea from the edge of the ship. The Camisibai drama, the Portuguese trick or treat, is about to take place here. Portugal, among other European countries, was going through the Age of Discovery, and they were sailing towards the east to colonize new lands and to spread Christianity. While aiming to reach China, a storm hit the Portuguese ship, and the Portuguese missionaries landed at Nagasaki in 1543. They brought Compeito, as well as other Portuguese sweets, which Japanese people referred to as Southern Barbaric Sweets. Nonetheless, Japanese people had never seen sugar in such a shape as Compeito, and thus they highly praised it. The missionaries gave Compeito to General Nobunaga as a gift to ask for permission to spread Christianity. Compeito's charm worked on Nobunaga, till his successor decided to ban Christianity and limit foreign entrance into Japan. The making of Compeito had initially been all a mystery. By this time, the Japanese craftsmen had appropriated the skill. They further developed and perfected its shape and quality. Meanwhile, Compeito was commonly spread and adopted as a traditional Japanese sweet. My mother was too hungover the next morning from the exquisite French dinner and the bottle of Saxony red wine of the night before to visit the Green Vault. So I went there alone to see the treasures of Auguste Stark. It is insane what enormous wealth sometimes manifests into such an extraordinary, obscure dreamland, both inward and outward. The cherry pits have 360 or so minute faces sculpted onto them. I imagine putting the pit in my mouth, rotating it slowly, and examining the facial expressions on the pit with my tongue. It never melts, so I have to spit it out at some point. Yuck. They're not faces, but Compeito have 24 perturbances over their surface. Compeito, made in the same atelier, always have the identical shape with the same number of perturbances. They are handmade by craftsmen, and the skill is passed down among them orally, just like the ancient cult of beekeeping was kept secret in Egypt, Greece, and Rome. They say it takes at least 20 years to master the skill, and almost 20 days to make one kind of Compeito. The Compeito craftsmen seem to possess the same kind of pride and men's romance as the sailors. Resting in its glass base, a Compeito asked me, "Do I belong to art or nature?" I wanted to avoid such a heavy-handed question, and just wanted to assure that it is art because I say so. Yet it demanded more of me, and left me in a gloomy, blurry field with an Oscar Wilde flashlight as a navigation tool. The Oscar Wilde flashlight was probably not meant to illuminate Compeito to begin with, and I didn't know how to use it either. Ah, I switched it on, and it shed a light. Life imitates art far more than art imitates life. Compeito was created by human imagination, hands, and lucky accidents, not owing to ideas from nature. But when it reaches its most perfected form, the complexity is highly organic, and it seems to belong to nature again. The queer shape of Compeito even become a heated subject in science in the 1980s. fractal and chaos theories explain that while the sugar is getting crystallized, unevenness of distribution occurs. This noise, created by uneven waves, gets exaggerated through the process. This creates the unique shape of Campeito, yet they can't explain why it always has uniform perturbances. Science usually takes its subject from nature, thus suggesting that Campeito is nature. But it fails in the total explanation, which automatically leaves Campeito in art.